providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT, and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Simon Dykowski. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Aztec Minerals holds two projects. Both are JV'd, one being the Cervantes project in Mexico. This is under JV with Kootenay Silver, where Aztec holds 65%. Kootenay Silver holds 35%. And also the Tombstone property in southern Arizona, where Aztec holds 75%. And a private group out of the U.S. holds 25%. We're going to be focusing on the Cervantes project, and the reason why I'm featuring Aztec on the weekend show is because on April 13th, the company released more drill results from the California zone, and the market reacted positively. I do like to feature companies on the weekend show where news actually moves the stock in a positive direction, because I think we all know the market recently for juniors has been pretty slow. So I think it is noteworthy when the market takes notice and we see a higher volume day and a nice move higher in the stock. The drill results that were released on April 13th really are about the headline number, hole 12, where the company intersects 152 meters of 0.87 grams per ton gold. There is also this higher grade section of 33 meters of 2.05 grams per ton gold. Simon, take us through this hole 12, this drill result, what it means for the continued growth of the California zone here, please.
Sounds great, and thanks for having me on the show once again. Always a pleasure to speak with you both. So this last week we had another batch of four holes, as you pointed out, headlined by hole 12. These holes were all drilled in a fence pattern, a step out fence pattern north of the pattern that we drilled in 2018. So it expands us about 100 meters to the north. And, you know, very, very pleased to continue to see this widely disseminated low grade gold mineralization throughout the drill holes. I'll point out that to date, we've had every hole that we've reported from our 26 hole program has hit oxide gold over significant widths. And hole 12 represents actually the third best hole that we've drilled so far. Hole 5 was stronger at 137 meters, averaging 1.49 grams per ton gold. And hole 4 was 167 meters, averaging 1 gram per ton gold. But we have a whole host of holes below that on the list. And on our presentation, investors can take a look on slide 12. We've highlighted now the top 11 holes that really start to build out the case that we're onto a significant gold oxide discovery here at the Cervantes project. So we're now on our second drill program that's wrapped up. We're in the final stages of reporting results over the next few weeks and you know, sharpening our pencils to design the follow-up drill program that we hope to start in the second quarter here.
Well, Simon, you noted that some of these are over reasonable widths. I mean, I would submit that a lot of these holes are 50, 80 meters, 60 meters, 100 meters. I mean, those are nice wide widths. Even on this one, the hole number 11 was over 132 meters, the 0.43 grams per ton. So maybe just speak to how that's tying together into some of the continuity of this disseminated gold deposit that's pulling together and how that could be very economical when you think about these long widths of mineralization.
Yeah, so I'll just start with pointing out that all of the intersections that we've reported are mineralized from the collar. So from surface, this is all outcropping mineralization. So, you know, that's huge in itself. You know, you're not looking at something that would be a very high stripping ratio type operation, which, you know, obviously has a major impact on potential mining economics. And if investors are able to look on our website, they'll see that the California zone is actually a ridgeline. So again, not only are we encountering gold oxide from the surface, it's also, you know, down a ridgeline. So again, really adding to that favorable stripping characteristic. In terms of the strike length of the zone, we've now got drill holes on 900 meters of strike. and we've got this demonstrated continuity of the gold mineralization in those 50 to 150 meter long intervals across the central area of the California zone. And that now spans well in excess of 200 meters area of influence. So it's getting some real width to it. And I'll point out that we haven't found the limits of this system yet. There's, you know, a lot of areas where we plan to step out and try to grow this thing, you know, particularly to the north. And in fact, one hole that has yet to be reported is hole 17 from this most recent program. Now, that one was drilled a full almost 400 meters away from this fence that we reported today. So, you know, that would be very encouraging if some of the mineralization continued on up around to California North. It could really, you know, could really add some very significant scale to this project. But I think with what we've already drilled to date, we're quite pleased with the scale that we've uncovered.
Okay, so I'll post a link within the weekend show posting to this news release, and the overall drill hole map does a good job of outlining where all these drill holes are, and you can see just how much further north that hole 17 is. Simon, it sounds like when you have this 900 meters of strike across this California zone, and then the main zone, 200 meters, but it is open to the north. What type of drilling do you need to do here to truly get a handle on what's possible? Because you have had some good drill hits throughout this program, but it does sound like you need to do a lot more drilling here.
We absolutely need to do a lot more drilling. So the focus over the first two drill campaigns has really been on relatively shallow holes. So really understanding the gold oxide cap to what could be a much larger gold copper porphyry system. So if you look at an expanded map of the California zone, or the Cervantes project for that matter, you'll see that California is located in a 6 kilometer trend of outcropping porphyry style mineralization. This is the main target that we've tested so far. An aspect of it that we're extremely interested to investigate is the potential for deeper sulfide mineralization. So, you know, this would be uncovered with drill holes that would be more in the range of 500 meters deep. And with the drilling technology that we were using for this program, RC drilling, we weren't able to get as deep as we had liked. So future drilling will include a component of core drilling, the more traditional diamond drilling that you see in Canada. And that will enable us to go much deeper and test some of the anomalies that we have at depth. And I'll point out, you know, the one anomaly that I'm referring to specifically in California is at about 300 meters depth, there's a giant chargeability high. And, you know, for those that aren't geologists, that suggests potentially a sulfide body below the gold oxide cap. So very exciting upside there. But when we are drilling the next round, we will continue to step out and grow what we've already found. So really trying to keep in with our strategy of, you know, expanding, stepping out the shallow gold portions, and then looking deeper to see, you know, what's really driving the system.
Well, Simon, just to the point about going deeper into the sulfides, into that porphyry system, and maybe hitting some copper along with the gold, for people that are not geologists, would that be because you would see the potential to have, you know, the oxides would be more, you know, at surface, you know, potentially open pit, but the deeper sulfides are typically an underground mining scenario. So would that be what you're looking at as a company, just for people that may not understand why that would be important to get down into those sulfides?
Yeah, so it's a bit too early to really, you know, have a handle on if it would be underground or open pit, but you definitely like to see the oxides at surface because they tend to be, you know, much cheaper to mine and they're more profitable ore. And once you've stripped those away, if you do have a large sulfide body underneath, you know, you've already done half the work in terms of getting to it. So if it's there, I can develop into, you know, a much, much larger scale mining opportunity, whether it's our mining operation, whether it's underground or open pit. A bit too early for us to tell, but the, you know, the sulfide ore bodies can be very rich and large.
Okay, so then Simon, in terms of future news flow out of the company, what should we all be looking for? Primarily, let's continue to focus on Cervantes here.
So in the next few weeks, we'll have the final eight holes of the program reported. So We've only reported the initial gold numbers from all the holes, so we'll get the final initial gold numbers from the remaining eight holes out. And we'll also starting to see the ICP, or the multi-element samples from the initial holes. Now, what that is the full suite of elements, including silver and copper and various trace elements that will help our geologists vector in on our future targets. And then, you know, beyond that, we'll have we will communicate to the market our plans to continue drilling and you know what that will look like and when we'll start. But that's all in the planning stages right now, and we certainly hope to be drilling again in the not too distant future.
All right, Simon, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for wrapping up the weekend edition. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to this weekend's edition. We did focus a bit more on some of the precious metals stocks that had some news this week. And look, overall, precious metals seem to be doing still quite well. And some of the stocks did show some more life this week. Encouraging as we head into that shortened, or as we were in a shortened trading week. But overall, hey, let's keep all up to date on these stocks and any good news that we see in the markets. As always, please, everyone, you can keep in touch with Shad and I through email, KEReport, or Fleck at KEReport.com, and Shad at KEReport.com. We love hearing from each and every one of you, and we will be back early next week with more market commentary on our website and podcast. Simon, thanks again for joining us, everybody. I hope you have a great rest of your Easter long weekend.